This is Robin Mejia here with Makoto Kuroo in his office at UT Southwestern Medical Center on March 6th for the first day of the Pew Oral History Interview.
Okay.
Hi.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And looks like we're picking up just fine here. Mm-hmm. So I thought we would start this at the beginning, if that works. Could you tell me where you're born and who your parents and family are?
Okay. I was born in Tokyo in 1960. And my parents are in Japan. And my wife is Kumiko Kuroo. She was born in 1961 in Tokyo, too.
Okay. And can you just tell me a little bit about your parents, what they were like, what they did?
Okay. My father was an engineer working on designing some, say, air condition system or something like that. He graduated Tokyo Industrial University. It's also in Tokyo, but he originally from a little bit north part of Japan. And my mother was also there. And my father is currently, let me see, 80 years old. And my mother is 5 years younger, so she's 75, if I remember correctly. And I have one sister, older sister. She's 4 years older than me, so I'm now 46, so she should be 50. And she got married and has have two children, boy and girl, and they are not boys and girls, actually. They are in college right now, so they are all pretty much grown up. I have no kids. That's my family.
Okay. And did your sister stay in Japan?
Yes, they live in Japan. Yeah, very close to our parents.
Okay. So did your are your parents both from the same community? Did they move to Tokyo?
Yes.
What brought them to Tokyo?
Yeah, so my father got a job in Tokyo after graduating the university. So, yeah, actually the university was in Tokyo, so when he graduated high school in his birth town, then he moved to Tokyo to go to university. So since then he stayed in Tokyo and got a job in Tokyo. But when he got married, he just got back to his hometown, and he got married with my mother there. So after they got married, they both again came back to Tokyo. So it's not very far from his birth town and Tokyo. It's just 2 hours by train. So
So probably better work opportunities.
Yes, yeah, there are lots of work opportunity in Tokyo. So.
And so they had you after they were both in when they. So I guess because that's the only one. So you were born in Tokyo after they had both ended up there.
Yes, right. I think they. I was born 6 years after they married. Maybe, something like that. So,
And what level of education did your mom have?
My mother just had a college. System was totally different. It's before World War II, around World War II. So she graduated college, she never worked, and after graduation, she got married with my father, and then she never worked, just doing the housewives, housekeeping, and that's rather traditional style in Japan, actually.
I think your microphone's kind of hiding there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay. Maybe this is not good.
Okay.
later.
Oh, yeah, that looks great.
Yeah.
So, okay. I just love and catch my train of thought. So she is a traditional housewife. And to be an engineer, was that an advanced degree or a college degree? Or?
Not college. He graduated for university program. So I'm not so familiar with that. But it's a little different system. So it's probably similar to the graduation of university. So BSD, not BS, but just a not he didn't go to the when he didn't go to the graduate school, but yeah, he just graduated university and then
okay. Do you have can you tell me just I guess a little bit about your neighborhood
in Japan?
Yeah,
okay, well yeah, I lived in the not central part of Tokyo, but a little bit urban area of the Tokyo. And how do you mean by neighbor? It's just what kind of
what
people
kind of
around?
Did
or
you have friends in your neighborhood?
Oh,
did
yes,
go to school
sure.
close by?
Yeah, sure. So, I went to elementary school and junior high school in the local junior high school and elementary school. So many friends at that time were also living very closely. So it's very a local community. So some very clever boys and girls can go to the more high ranked school, but it's, you know, very expensive. So my parents are not very rich, so just average income. So I just went to the local schools, and after graduating junior high school, I went to the a little bit better high school. But anyway, since then we just stick on the local community. And the but good thing in Japan is just no huge difference in income. So in the States, rich people are really rich, but and poor people are really sometimes very poor. But the good thing in Japan is there's no very much difference in the income. So their way of life is very similar. So the that's a good thing for me, anyway. So yeah, that's a community I grown up. So yeah, nothing in particular actually.
But what you're saying, I guess, is your friends in the area, even if your families were different, it wasn't the same differences.
Right. So,
okay.
Yeah, right.
Did you have any particular interest in school at that time, or just kind of everything like a lot of kids are? Or?
Yeah, maybe I'm not very different from others. But I'm interested in science rather than the literature or some. I'm rather interested in science or chemistry or physics or something like that. I don't know why, but maybe my father was an engineer, so that might have some influence. But
Did you talk about engineering with him or his work?
No, not very much. But I really respect his work because he doesn't do a very small air conditioning. Actually, his major was to build up a building or storehouse to keep the imported meat or some big, huge structure for the his work includes air conditioning system in Tokyo Station.
Oh, wow.
Or, but of course, he's only a part of them, but yeah, he's very proud of that. And yeah, the good thing for such kind of work is you can actually look at what he did. Mm-hmm. So that impressed me a lot, maybe. He didn't talk much about science, but yeah, maybe I thought, oh, my father is great, or something like that. And so I'm a little bit, I have a little bit favor to the science or chemistry, physics, or such kind of.
Even before area. High school?
Right, I think so.
Any particularly memorable classes or teachers or projects?
Yes. Is it okay if I talk about high school? Or
Sure.
Okay. So in high school, I have two teachers very impressive for me. One is a physics. One teaches physics, and the other teaches chemistry. And I don't remember very well about what he taught me, but I'm impressed their personality, and they are really strict, and many students are afraid of them. But they are really, in a sense, very kind. If I have any questions or if I ask questions, so they are very enthusiastic about answering the question. And I actually totally forgot about what I asked to them, but they are really very enthusiastic teachers. Mm-hmm. And actually, the teacher I most impressed in my early education was I met him in the what do I say in English? Preparation school. So I spent 1 year after graduating high school till I get into the Tokyo University. There's 1 year blank because, so as you know, in Japan, entrance examination to the university is very difficult sometimes. So I was not accepted in any school just after I graduated high school, so I have to prepare another year to study hard and to get high score in entrance examination. So during that period, all the students usually go to some school that teaches how to increase their score, and it's a kind of really technical school, but people usually don't expect so much about the teaching about the personality. But one of the teachers I met there was, again, physics teacher. And he was actually professor of the University of Saitama in Japan. And he spent some time to teach such dropped out students like me. And his lecture was really excellent. So he was, so he taught us the, I don't know what to say in English. It's like Newton's classical, what do you say?
Classical
physics. So yes. So at that time, I had a little bit confusion about physics and how to understand physics. But he introduced the mathematics in the to explain how the classical physics work, and it was really at first I couldn't understand anything, but. And in the meantime, his lecture was really nice, so I finally understood everything, I thought. So, it was really a first my first encounter to a true scientific thinking, I think. So, so you know, so this is the actually very classical formula. And of course, I learned this when I was in high school. First row, second row, third row, or something like that. And yeah, so, but I just memorize it, and I don't know where this comes from, or I didn't know about the principle, didn't know the principle at all, but he used mathematics to explain this, and he explained everything on the, just on the paper without any experiment, but it was really, so during his lecture I understood that the science is built up from a very simple principle, mm-hmm. and everything is can be deductible from that very few principle. And to find that few principle is really difficult, maybe, but I thought it's really beautiful system, and I was really impressed about the how beautiful the physics system is. And yeah, that's probably that's the most direct reason why I want to devote myself to science. So it's really impressive. So usually in preparatory school, nobody expects such thing. Maybe they just expect the technical thing, how to answer these kind of questions or problems and something like that. So usually it's not very fruitful year, just preparing for the go to the university. People expect such things in university, actually. But I was lucky. So that was the most impressive teacher for me.
Okay. Well, I'll actually want to come back to that because it sounds like sort of probably an important period for you.
Okay, yeah.
But if we could step back for just a minute.
Sure.
So you said you went to the local grade school and sort of junior high or equivalent.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what happened next? How did you end up deciding or your parents deciding, or how did you end up going to a different high school? Can you talk about that?
I see. After... There are several different high schools we can choose from. And the one is, of course, there are several local high schools. It's, there are some local high schools that are really good schools. So many students just go there. But there are another area, so it's a private high school here. So there are many good private high school, but it's usually far from where we live. So you have to spend 1 hour to commute there. Wow. And another way is to go to it's not a local, but a kind of national school, something like that. It's so there are three ways: local high school, private high school, and national high school. It's a kind of, say, it's run by government. So there are three ways. I went to the national school partly because it's cheap. And actually, this is really difficult to get. The entrance examination is really difficult. So, so maybe only top 1% students can enter this school. So I was really lucky. I passed the entrance examination. Yes. So that was really my advantage. For the education. So So of course the teachers are really nice. So I, as I said, I met two high school, good high school teachers, physics and chemistry there. And yeah, so that school was really nice. And many students are in the Tokyo area come to this school.
Two quick questions. Mm-hmm. Is that somehow associated with the university?
No, it's not associated with the university.
Just curious.
But of course some private schools have some association with the university. But in my high school there is no particular association.
About at this point, I guess, how important was education in your family at home? Was this, you know, was that part of a driver, or was this a, sort of a more of a personal thing from inside you, or a mix?
So my father graduated university, so naturally they expect me to graduate university. And actually many Japanese students at the time, maybe more than 50% of high school students went to the university. Recently, the rate is much more higher, maybe 70. You might not believe that, but in Japan, university education is relatively cheap. So many high school students can go to the university. But when I at that time, the rate was probably around 50% or so. But anyway, my father graduated university, so I thought it. Of course, I should go to the university. So I didn't think about not getting the higher education. And when I graduated high school, I began to think about getting a medical doctor. So that's partly because my parents suggested me, not forced me, but doctor is a good occupation. So maybe I'm gradually educated by them to be a medical doctor. But I also think, of course, medical doctor is a very important occupation, I think, and many, it's a very respectable occupation. And at that time, I really wanted to be a hardcore clinician. clinical doctor. So look at patients and cure disease. At that time, I don't know anything about medicine, but I wanted to be a good doctor. So,
Did you think about research at all at that point? Or
at
you
that
really
time, no, not at all. So for young high school graduate students, what I saw was when I say doctor, that means clinical doctor. Mm-hmm. So there's no idea about research and how the research is going on. I had no idea at the time. But anyway, I wanted to be a medical doctor, so I entered medical school in Tokyo University.
And so you applied once out of high school and then again out of the preparatory school.
Yes, and spent 1 year, and then the next year I was successful. So it's really difficult entrance examination, so especially medical school in Tokyo University, it's really tough. So in United States, I heard that entrance is not so very difficult, but graduate school is really tough, especially in good university. Mm-hmm. But in Japan, it's a little different. So to get into the good university is really tough. There are very severe competition at the entrance. But once you enter the school, you can relatively graduate, you don't have any difficulty in graduating if you just study average score.
Okay.
Anyway.
And I know I asked you to clarify this earlier, but for the recording too, can you kind of explain how the system works there, which is a little bit different than in
the
US.
University.
Yeah, because okay. you already knew out of high school that you were applying to, medical programs. So could you explain how that
and
works?
And then once we entered the university, so we spent 2 years to get some basic education about any science, like biology, of course, and any area of science, like philosophy or statistics or mathematics or any kind of science. Not very in deep, but just get an idea about what the philosophy looks like or something like that. So we spent 2 years learning foreign languages there. So in that elementary 2 years, all students are in the same class. So there's no medical student, so everybody receive the same lecture and same education. But after 2 years, we are divided into specialties. So in my case, of course, we go to the Department of Medicine, and the special education starts, so anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, the basic science first, and then we spend 2 years for that, and the rest of the another 2 years for clinical stuffs like internal medicine, surgery, and we rotate the hospital or university hospital and look at patients or just talk with patients or something. It's probably very similar in the States. So 2 years basic education, 2 years basic research education in medicine, and 2 years for clinical medicine. And then we graduate after 6 years of education.
Okay. On those first 2 years, when you say you're all together, is that everybody who's going to go into the medical school, or is that everybody at Tokyo University?
Oh, you mean the...
The university looked huge when I went on the website.
Right, right, exactly. So there are probably more than 3,000 or 4,000 students in a class.
Okay, wow.
And only 90 people are for medical school. And let's say 1,000 students are for some are law school, some are economy class, or something like that. So the high school students apply for the each area first.
Okay.
So if you want to go to law school in the future, the high school students will apply for law school course, but in the initial 2 years they are all mixed, that's educated in the same way, but after that they go to the law school when he applied at the entrance examination. So it might be a little bit different system maybe.
So 2 years of essentially general education.
Right. Is it like that in the States?
No. Mm-hmm. It varies. I mean, every university sets its own mix.
Yeah.
So, but most universities have some what they call either comprehensive or general education requirements. Uh-huh. But you wouldn't necessarily all be taking them together. Mm-hmm. They might say by the end of your 4 years,
you have to have
finished this much general stuff in addition to whatever you choose for your major, and then your major will set its own.
Yeah, there are some flexibility, but essentially, we go through these kind of steps, and especially in medical school, there's no room to choose. Actually, all the classes are mandatory, and
makes sense.
But anyway, it's really long education, 6 years. Yes.
So, did you continue to live at home, or did you move for school, or?
I commuted from my house, so it's just 1 hour from my house. So I stayed with my parents, and I just went to the university from my parents' house. And I get independent from my parents after I graduated the medical school. So it was cheap for my parents. I don't eat their incomes, but anyway. But good thing is the University of Tokyo tuition is very cheap, actually. It's only maybe 4,000 dollars per year, everything, including everything. So that, of course, private school is really expensive, so maybe my parents couldn't afford that. So private medical school, there are many good private medical schools, but tuition is really maybe 100 times more expensive. Really different. So so maybe such only the only very rich people like doctors family can afford that. So but the good thing is all the national university was very cheap. Recently it's not so cheap, but at that time, so I had no choice other than go to the national university. But especially Tokyo University was good because it's really good school, and it's good for, I don't need to move anyway. It's in Tokyo. I can get there only 40-50 minutes. So that's one of the reasons why I chose University of Tokyo.
Tokyo has a good transit system, right?
Yes, right. So, yeah, very good public transportation system. So.
Just, I do want to talk more about your education in a minute, but now I'm just curious. Did your sister go to university too?
Yes, she went to pharmaceutical.
Okay.
So what is that? I'm correct?
Same word.
In English?
Same word.
Yeah, same area. She went to the private pharmaceutical university, and she graduated, and she currently is a housewife, but she had some part-time job on pharmaceutical company or something. So
we'll come back to your schooling then. So as you were getting into medical school, did any particularly inspiring classes there that helped you pick a direction?
Yes. Right. I was interested in cardiology. It's because my father had a myocardial infarction when I was the second year in the medical school. At that time, I still had no education about the clinical things. So. But he survived. But anyway, for me, it's a very good opportunity to get into the cardiologist a little bit more. And one of my, in the lecture, there was a lecture on myocardial infarction, and a professor told us about the myocardial infarction, and I was really impressed in his talk, because it's okay.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, at that time, so there are several ways to diagnose myocardial infarction. So electrocardiography, of course, and there are several markers in the blood. So usually at the time, people use creatine kinase as a marker for the myocardial infarction. And at that time, the professor found a new marker about the myocardial infarction, and he tried to apply that marker to the clinical application. And I was impressed in his talk, and I just visited his laboratory and spent some time in his laboratory to work on a little basic aspects of myocardium. So his laboratory is, of course, a clinical laboratory, but he's also very interested in basic aspects of myocardial contraction and myocardial differentiation, something like that. So I spent some time in his lab and did some basic research in his lab. And fortunately, I got a good publication there when I was still in the medical school. So that was the maybe first involvement in the basic research for me. Mm-hmm. And the very fortunately, I can get a good paper published. So I'm still interested in clinical stuff, but I'm also get interested in the basic research. So yes, actually I didn't know how the basic research is actually going at that time. So it was really for me a good opportunity to experience what is really actually going on in the basic research laboratory.
So how did you did you just approach him after a lecture? I mean, how did you go from sort of hearing him and being interested to getting to work in his lab and be on a paper?
Right. Actually, it's a very good system in Tokyo University. So in the summer vacation, during the summer vacation in the second year students, so we actually have extra 1 month longer summer vacation than the other years. So from the beginning of June through end of August. And the medical student in the second year are encouraged to visit laboratory, any laboratory or any clinical department to participate in some way in the basic research activity or some clinical activity. So almost all students use that opportunity and spend entire summer in some laboratory. So I actually it was just before the summer vacation, so I spent that summer vacation in his lab. And there is a coordinating committee that the laboratory who can accept such students will apply for that committee. And students who want to do some research can also apply the committee, and the committee matches to each other. And so there's such system there. So I took advantage of the system and I went to his lab and did some very basic research on myocardial differentiation.
And so that was like basically right after you finished your sort of 2 years of medical classwork.
Yes, right. So at the time I didn't know very much about the clinical things, but okay. It was really a good experience for me. So during that, in his lab, I got some idea how the basic research is going. So, and I really like the basic research laboratory. So But anyway, I still have 2 years to go to get MD. So I went to the, continue the medical school and graduated. And after, yeah, right. So maybe 90% of students go to the some clinical department for 2 years. It's a kind of intern or internship or something. And only 10% of students go to the basic research. It's probably because we didn't have good opportunity to be exposed to the basic research laboratory. So although there are some opportunities in the summer vacation in some particular year, but after that we don't have direct access to the basic research laboratory. So at that time, 90% of students went to the clinical department, and only 10% directly go to the basic research.
So is there an option for those final 2 years to be in a basic research department?
Yes, there is option. And but almost all students take examination to get the medical license, and after that we can choose which way to go.
Okay. So you for those 2 years were one of the majority that went into a clinical department.
And actually, I went to the internal medicine, cardiology department. And yeah, I was really a clinician in the first, say, 5 years. I rotated in several hospitals and worked for CCU or looked at lots of patients of acute myocardial infarction or something like that, and spent 5 years. But it's actually a tradition in Japanese medical society to do some basic research and get PhD. So I, at that time, I was a cardiologist, but I was also interested in basic mechanism of essential hypertension. Mm-hmm. So after I got PhD, I had a chance to get some support from the government, and I can spend some time to basic research.
Can I jump in for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Which is just, so you had 2 years that are sort of like a residency here, it sounds like. He's nodding. And, okay, can you describe with the tape sort of how you're, when you decided, at what point you decided to get a PhD, and then kind of how that works since you had already gotten your MD, system. It's not like an MD PhD program in the U.S., so could you describe how that worked?
Right. After graduation, I was, 2 years, during the 2 years internship, it was too busy to do basic research, so I just focused on clinical works. And after finishing internship, I continued the patient care, but I also started some basic research on smooth muscle cell differentiation. It's a little bit complicated, but okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4 years, so 5, 6. So this is the, after graduation, I spent 2 years as an intern. And actually, just before I graduated the medical school, I had a chance to visit University of Vermont. Actually, my one of the postdocs of the laboratory I spent my summer vacation was visited University of Vermont for, actually he spent there for 4 years, and I had a, I stayed at his house and had a chance to look at how the research is going on in the United States. And so it was only a 2 months experience, again during summer vacation, but his name was actually Dr. Nagai. He's a key person for me. Ryozo Nagai.
Okay.
And he's actually now he's president of the Tokyo University Hospital. He's very influential in the Japanese medical society right now. But he, when he was a postdoc, he spent some time in University of Vermont, and I had a chance to be there for 2 months in summer vacation. And he liked me, and I liked him, so our research interest is very similar. So he was working on smooth muscle cell differentiation at the time. But I have to go back to Japan to finish my school program and get medical license. So he told me that when I'm back in Japan, let's work together again, something like that. So so he went back to Japan, maybe when I was in the fourth year of the, after finishing intern and spending some time in the hospital. So he came back to Japan and he asked me to come back to the Tokyo University and start. He was starting his laboratory in Tokyo University, so I joined his lab. And that was actually a major change in my career. And he, of course, in Tokyo University, we have to look at patients too, but we can spend more time in research activity, basic research activity. So we work together and get some good publications in about the smooth muscle differentiation. So he was the person who brought me back to the basic research.
Okay.
So
And so you know, I'm gonna actually flip this really quick before I ask my next question.